This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited as always. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Andy,
and Mark.
And Mark, I don't know if we ever finished your laptop story last night. We were in the middle of how you were traveling elsewhere in the world. We can't say where because you've got a non-disclosure agreement or something that prohibits you from talking about that. But you could tell us about what happened to you at certain instances. And you left a laptop charging cable at the house here in the United States. So you had the laptop with you, but ultimately...
I was traveling and intended to travel with my laptop because, well, I have work to do.
That's what you do, yeah.
And I had left my cable at the house. I had actually put it in my briefcase in order to bring it. I did bring it from the studio. It just never got from my briefcase to my suitcase.
Right, so... You ended up, after 2 weeks of traveling, obviously with a dead laptop, so...
I wasn't going to throw it away.
Yeah, so then you're going through the, not the TSA, but customs coming back into the United States, and they decide they want to give you secondary search privileges.
Because of the region that I was in, which was Africa.
That's what they claimed, at least. And so...
I have no reason to disbelieve them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are on this show.
You mean the fact that I claim to have stopped giving them the benefit of the doubt? I kind of believe this was the reason.
Okay, well, anyway, I have also, just so you know, listeners, that I have also been stopped, and I was not coming from Africa. I was coming from Mexico, and they definitely were looking for me, I think, in that particular case. But they held me aside for like 3-4 hours. I missed my connecting flight. You said they only held you for like an hour and a half or something like that?
I think it was less than an hour, mm-hmm. But not much less than an hour.
When were you held, Ian?
This was coming back from Anarchapulco 2 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And they searched through all of my stuff. And what we were going to get to, the discussion we were going to have, Mark, before we get into the news of the night, which includes Rush Limbaugh talking about secession, which is very interesting. But they wanted to search through your phone. They wanted to search through your laptop. But since you didn't have a charging cable for the laptop, you didn't have any way to get power to the thing. They just sort of let you go on that one.
Right. They couldn't look through the laptop because there wasn't a power cable. What do you do? Mm-hmm. You know? And, that was really it. The guy was frustrated. He didn't know what to do. He intended to search a laptop.
I'm surprised he didn't take it. Must not have been that intention, you know, that much of an intentional search, meaning that, you know, maybe they were telling the truth when they said it was because of where you were coming from.
I'm pretty sure it was. I didn't say that I was a nationally syndicated radio talk show host that wished the government agents would all go get real jobs.
Yeah, because if they knew who you were or whatever, if they were specifically looking for you, I think that they would have just confiscated the laptop. They'd have been like, well, we'll take our time with this one.
Okay. And I believe that they can do that.
Yes, they can.
Customs and Border Patrol.
That's right. And the reason why is because what they would say is that you're, and I'm not making this argument, that's what they would say. They would say you don't have any rights at a border checkpoint. Oh, yeah, if you're in the United States... Then we'll protect your right to free speech and your right to privacy and your
right. As an American, you have rights in America, but this is a special place, this border checkpoint. Even though it's in America, it's not in America.
Even though rights
are rights-free zone.
Right. Even though rights are a concept that should apply to all human beings on the entire planet, no matter where they are, you know, the U.S. Constitution doesn't specify that rights only belong to people born within a certain plot of land. It talks about just people having rights.
Right. It's very clear that you're supposed to be secure in your person's papers and effects and things like that. This is a constitutional ruling by the Supreme Court that says that in order to keep a free nation, we must blah, 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 blah.
So you don't, according to them, have any kind of right to your privacy at the border, and anything that's on you is subject to being searched, which means that if you don't hand it over to them, put your passcode in it for them, and hand it to them, they can just keep the device for as long as they determine they need to have it for doing whatever investigation they want to have. So basically, if you ever want to see your laptop and or cell phone again... then you have to let them in and look around it. Or they'll just take it, and then they might not ever give it back.
Right. And that's what they claim, right? So they're basically the only law enforcement agency that can compel you, by their terminology, to give your passcodes and stuff to them. Everybody else, they can't do it. But Customs and Border Patrol can, in a legal sense. And I'm trying to be very specific here. They say they can.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The government has determined that it is fine for the government to look through your stuff in this particular government zone. And that's how that goes. What I would have wanted to do as far as this goes is, Ian, I want to ask you. What are the solutions to this? Because I felt very violated. Mm-hmm. He went through my phone. Obviously, didn't go through my laptop. There was no power cable.
Right. And but he went through your phone. Pictures. Right.
He's going through my pictures. Mm-hmm. I was in that moment really glad that my wife and I don't exchange naked pictures of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if I had one, I would keep it, you know, where I could look at it. Mm-hmm. And I don't because she's like, I'm never doing that. he would have seen pictures of me or my wife if we did that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. I know people do. So, and whatever the other pictures there might be, but that was what was going through my mind at the time. I'm like, thank God. This guy's just getting pictures of, you know, like bills I've taken pictures of and dogs, random right. dogs. I take pictures of a lot of flowers, fruit, and people's dogs. So
he got bored quickly then.
Did he at any point leave the room with your device?
No.
Okay, so you were able to observe him going through it?
Right.
Were you able to observe the screen of the device as he was going
yes.
through it? Okay. Did you demand that sort of thing,
no.
or did he just sort of by default provide that?
No, he was obsequious in doing what he had to do. He was, particularly, I should define obsequious. Mm-hmm. obsequious just means particularly sweet, right? Like he was...
trying to be the good cop.
He was basically. Being the good cop uh-huh. all the way through. Yeah.
Even though he was violating you.
yeah, in many, many ways. Right. Peering into your soul
he
through
lubed,
that phone.
He lubed you up a little bit.
Yeah. Right, he did.
Some people really throw it out there on their phones, you know? Like,
yeah.
they got some real dark
yeah.
on there.
Yeah, yeah.
He,
you know?
He went through, so, I mean, he had no problem going through texts and messages mm-hmm. that were from entire, you know, like, not from the trip. This didn't have to do with, like, for one, I'm sort of like, well, you know, the one on WhatsApp, there was a particular group that he went into and,
what?
You know, some of the stuff we were doing, and that mm-hmm. was for the trip. And it's like, okay, I guess this sort of makes some sense. But then he's, like, scrolling down and he's looking through, you know, things from 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Lord.
They'll go through as much as they feel like going through.
Yeah. It didn't have to do with me being outside the United States. It had to do with an opportunity to look through my phone.
Mm-hmm.
This was a fishing trip. And part of the obsequiousness is trying to get me to reveal things. First off, ladies and gentlemen, only answer the questions that you have to answer.
Yeah, that's now look, we're not attorneys, it's not legal advice, but when it comes
to... But attorneys
to,
will tell you this.
But when it comes to a border checkpoint search, at least in the United States, now I don't know what, you know, I can't speak to what rights you might have elsewhere, but at least in the United States, they only should be asking you about your trip. So they don't get to ask you about, like, you know, what school you go to. I mean, they can ask anything they want, obviously. But the things you don't have to answer, from what I understand, are anything that's sort of outside the scope of where they're supposed to be focusing. They're Border Patrol, so they have the right to ask you about your trip. Where have you been? Who did you stay with? What was the purpose of the trip? What were you doing in fill in the country or whatever? That sort of thing. But they shouldn't be asking you things about what you're doing in the United States because you live here. That's not within their scope. So
yeah.
Did they try doing that with you?
Well, he asked questions, and what I did was he asked all kinds of questions, and I answered every one of them, but I answered them in a terse fashion. Normally, when I'm talking to people, I take the opportunity to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get on a subject that I want to pound a message home on, I will. I'm an activist, in my private life, too. But... in this case, I had to sort of switch over to, I'm just simply answering questions, and I'm answering them in as few words as possible. I needed to get out of there because I had a connecting flight, so I didn't want to play the I'm not answering any of your questions game, which is a can turn into a rather long game.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, when it comes to Border Patrol, you pretty much have to answer. From what I understand, you have to answer the travel-related ones. I don't know what they will do to you if you don't. Presumably, an indefinite detention is in your future in that case, but it would be interesting to find out. More coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynovite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynovite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynovite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. And you're invited if you want to join us here. We're talking about border searches of electronic devices. It happened to Mark on the way back in from his recent journey. And it's Ian, Andy, and Mark here in the studio tonight. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, AnyPay 2.0 is here, and cryptocurrency payments are now faster than ever, if you're using the right wallet. So if you're using Edge Wallet, you're good to go. Hand cash, good to go. Bitcoin.com's wallet, Dash wallet, both are great. But there's some wallets that aren't so great. In fact, they won't work at all with AnyPay. And so the best thing that we can do is encourage these other wallet providers to get with the game and get with the program and make it so their wallets can do the payments protocol that's behind AnyPay 2.0. To learn more about why some wallets work great and others don't work at all, go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. They'll explain it to you there. And it doesn't get too technical. They do a good job of kind of just going over the basics and then give you the information on how you can reach out to Coinomi or Exodus Wallet, RelayX or Bread Wallet. Some of these are some of the wallets. I'm sure that is not the full list, but some of the wallets that need some help, and encourage them to upgrade their software. So you can use AnyPay 2.0 and have the best payments you could possibly have with cryptocurrency. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. So I was
looking... It's easier just to switch to Edge Wallet.
Edge Wallet's a great wallet. There's no doubt about it. It's my preferred one. So I was looking at the latest on...
Well, I had a question, Ian.
Yeah.
And I would like to get an answer from my question.
Okay.
So
I was just going to say, I was looking at the latest from the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Okay.
They are one of the major groups that is challenging the federal government's border searches here, basically saying these things are unconstitutional. So I will give you an update on that as we go along here.
Great. My question is, what can I do in order to mitigate the difficulties that I had at the border previously? I have not had the problem that you had. You
mm-hmm.
you were like, you know, held for 4 hours
yeah.
Because you went to an anarchist convention and you're, you know, noisy and a jerk. And whereas I've never had a problem like this before,
mm-hmm.
and it made me feel naked.
Hmm.
It made me feel...
Did you think it couldn't happen to you?
Powerless. I didn't think it couldn't happen to me, Ian. I just hadn't had it happen to me. And I was very... I felt very exposed, vulnerable, and, you know, did not like it. So...
What can you do?
What does one do? So, he would have gone through my laptop.
Yeah, he would have, yeah.
If he could have, yeah. And he couldn't. Like, circumstances disallowed that. He did go through my phone... And I had to give, you know, right there. Well, actually, my phone is, as long as it's within a certain distance of me, it's unlocked.
Mm.
So it was unlocked because I was standing right next to the guy.
Ah, okay.
But I would have had to put my code
Turn
in.
Turn that feature off.
In order to, well, mostly that feature's...
I don't like that feature.
Yeah. ...is useful to me most of the time.
Well, but, convenience is useful, but yeah. It has a cost.
Yeah, yeah.
In this case, the cost is your privacy. So, yeah, okay, so what can you do? Well, first of all, you can avoid international travel, and that will solve that problem.
Yes, but that's, presuming that's
you have
giving
to
up
go,
freedom, right?
Right.
Yep.
Presuming you have to go outside of the country, then there are certain things that you can do to mitigate this. One is, now, they're all somewhat technical, right? Like,
yep.
There's no easy button that you can push to all of a sudden give yourself the ability to have all of the documents or things that you would normally have on you and also have total privacy in them. So what you can do is you can have, like, a travel laptop
okay.
that is, let's say, sanitized,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't have any of your business information on it that you wouldn't want the wrong hands to get a hold of, you know, whatever we're talking about here, that you would only have, like, the most basic things on this. So, like, a web browser, a word processor.
Right.
And then you're storing your files maybe on a secured cloud-based device. Because obviously if your files are on Google, the feds can get into that anyway, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if they really want to get into your stuff and you've got it on an unsecured cloud, they
you
can do that.
You could send a thumb drive, an encrypted mm-hmm. thumb drive with your files to whatever location you're going
yes,
to.
Yes, you could, and then you could ship that back.
And you could ship it back, or destroy
yep.
it, for that matter.
Yep. Now you're thinking, right?
Okay.
So that's an option. So then you would have
solutions there.
Right. So then you would have your sort of bare bones laptop with
yep.
just the most, you know, basic software you need. You get
clearly,
your...
I can make the trip without a laptop. Because I made it with a laptop that didn't work.
Yeah, right. And you didn't ultimately need that. But if you've, you know, if you've got to be doing some word processing or whatever, you need full web browsing capabilities, right, having your own laptop. And if you've got the technical capability, you can do this with the same laptop by switching the hard drive out on that laptop. So you don't have to have two laptops, but if you don't have the technical ability to take your, you know, laptop apart, some of them it's easier than others. Yeah. Some of them got a panel that's built to come right off. Some of them you got to take out 9 or 10 screws and take them out in the right order, and you know, it can be a bit of a pain. But ultimately, you could have a hard drive that's sort of your bare bones hard drive for travel, and then you could have your normal hard drive for every other time.
All right. So my phone's a hardy enough computer that I could just bring a keyboard, a Bluetooth keyboard, and you know the emails that I need to send, rather than having to tap them out on the virtual keyboard on the thing, I can just type.
Yeah.
And I did this when I was on the boat for a while. Mm-hmm. It'll do. In this circumstance, clearly I didn't need the laptop, and it would have helped me in that circumstance. So I was thinking a keyboard, but what I really want was some kind of app that makes it look like the TSA agent, or excuse me, the Customs and Border Patrol agent, CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, agent is in the phone. But he's not on the phone,
they're
right?
In the dummy version.
He's in a in an overlay,
a walled garden,
of the phone,
so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a really interesting idea, and I would love to find out that someone has made that particular software, because that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I have not heard about it. If that exists, please, I hope somebody in our chat rooms over at the chat server.
Or call in at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
Right.
And I'm curious if you can think of ways that one can be more free when passing through international borders. At this point,
it doesn't make you more free. It just makes you more secure.
Fine. The United States.
Still going to molest you.
Yeah, the United States border has so far been the worst for me.
Coming through any borders, anywhere.
Yeah. I've had some border troubles in the past, and
true for me too.
Canada's a runner up, but
Canada was super nice to me, even though they rejected me from their country.
Yeah, I don't know if I should say the worst. I mean, frankly, Canada rejected me from Canada threw me in jail. Japan turned me around for another 13-hour flight back, and Ghana sent two armed soldier-looking guys with berets and combat boots to a hotel room to extort me. And then the police officer gave me his telephone number.
Got some stories. That's awesome.
So let's talk about the phone option, right? Because until there is the program that you're talking about, which, again, may not exist, but it should, and actually that would really be ideal if you could just boot into that. That way there's no way to, like, force quit the thing or anything. You're just in a fake operating system.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But I don't think that exists yet. So what can you do with your phone? We can address that on the way. Plus, what's the legal status of these searches? They have been challenged by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and there's been an update within roughly the last year, so we'll recap that for you too. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A special Food and Drug Administration advisory panel recommended broad distribution of the first COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, clearing the way for the FDA to grant emergency authorization as early as Friday. As far as why the United States was a little bit behind a few other countries, Dr. Sarah Lynn Martin tells Fox News,
the FDA uses one of the gold standards for evaluation, so I think it should make us actually feel confident and more comfortable.
The first non-prescription at-home coronavirus test is being granted emergency approval. The LabCorp Pixel COVID-19 test requires people to take a nasal sample and ship it to LabCorp for testing. It runs around $120. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers cannot recess for the year without passing an emergency supplemental spending bill to deal with the coronavirus.
This is a smaller package, and as I have said, this is not a stimulus package. It's an emergency supplemental to deal with what we have.
During a Capitol Hill briefing, the California Democrat again criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
What Mr. McConnell is putting forth in terms of liability is such an assault on Americans' workers.
Texas residents are getting a taste of Elon Musk. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A giant experimental rocket by Elon Musk's SpaceX program successfully soared 8 miles above the company's testing facilities in South Texas on Wednesday. It came back down as planned before crashing into the ground in an enormous plume of flame and smoke. The girthy rocket did not have anyone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian,
Andy,
and Mark.
And maybe you've got an experience at the Border Patrol checkpoints coming back in into the United States.
Hell of half of our audience is on lockdown in their communities, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. But we're specifically talking about people who've done international travel, and whether you've done it this year or you've done it in previous years, there is a chance that you were already subjected to this kind of an invasive search of whatever devices you might have had on you. So if you're carrying a laptop or a cell phone or other things, if you've got a camera, I had a camera with me. So, you know, they went through the SD card that was on that camera. So anything that they that you have that is a electronic thing or, you know, flash drive or whatever, they will be interested in looking through it. And the rules are that if you don't hand it over, generally they can just take it from you. Now, there has been an update in one of the cases that's challenging this, and we'll tell you about that coming up here in a bit. But the reality on the ground is whatever the courts say is one thing. And then there's how the police interpret it.
Right.
So we've seen story after story of, for instance, like the classic case of an activist, or not even an activist, just somebody who feels like flipping the bird to a cop. How many times have we seen the news story of cop arrests guy who says F you to him, right?
Right.
We've all seen those stories over the years.
They are not supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to. And there's been court case after court case. And if it does happen to you, contact the ACLU or the whatever state version is in your state, ACLU of whatever state, and let them know that happened. And they'll probably give you an attorney, and you'll probably get a settlement from it, because it's pretty confirmed, like case law, that you have the right to tell a cop, F you. It's freedom of speech and all that.
Perhaps not the best idea, but you have the right to do it.
But the point I'm making here is it doesn't matter how many court cases there have been, it doesn't stop the police every time from arresting people.
Well, honestly, if the police get enough pushback on this, they'll just arrest people for things that don't have to do with flipping them off. They'll just
cook up something
make
else.
Something sure. up and then arrest sure. you for that.
Well, yeah. Normally the charge isn't, he flipped me the bird, you know, RSA
basically,
21.
If a cop arrests you for flipping them the bird at this point, it's a $50,000 check that the town or city
well,
or whatever.
They don't charge you with that, though, Mark. They do charge you with something else. It's usually like disorderly conduct or whatever. But if the only circumstance in the story is that otherwise you were doing lawfully legal things and you flip the cop off, you're going to win that case, most likely. But again, it doesn't stop the police from, in the moment, going ahead and arresting you. And that's what I'm saying here is just because the courts are going to say a thing about these searches doesn't necessarily mean that all of the Border Patrol checkpoints are going to be following whatever the courts say. So you have to keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say...
And it depends sometimes, like, who's there at the border, you know?
That's, I mean, that's exactly what it
depends
on.
They could be a total just, you know...
Total Nazi.
Total maniac, yeah. You know? And
total psychopath.
They're not going to care what the Constitution says.
Correct, because the punishment for them is very limited. I mean, every cop that's been in trouble for things very rarely actually has to pay it from their own paycheck. They don't have any kind of judgment
right,
against
they don't actually
personally.
Have responsibility for their actions.
Right.
And when people don't have responsibility for their actions, they tend to act irresponsibly because that's human nature. It's not cop nature.
Yeah.
Although what we do know is that not only are people who... people that we would generally consider to be sociopathic attracted to positions of power, but... that once people, normal people, get positions of power, that it tends to make them act in a psychopathic way.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think there's like a bat signal just drawing them in. The bat signal is just drawing them in.
They love that power.
Now,
you know,
they do.
That's where the sickos go.
Yep.
I'm certain that there are people who, they're good people that are in all positions of power up and down the dial. But the evidence is, and this isn't me just talking on the radio, this is studies and evidence. The closest mm-hmm. thing we have to science, if you want to call soft sciences science, the closest thing we have to science says is that not only, because the sociopathic and psychopathic terms are so
they're
muddy,
very similar.
Today, not only are bad people attracted to power, but power makes people bad.
It does.
How's that for a truthy statement?
Yeah. Bad recipe, too. We're seeing it.
So, regarding what do you do at the border, you know, presuming that these guys may give you a hard time, we already talked about laptops. You could have a kind of a travel laptop or a travel laptop hard drive where it's got just some of the basics on it, no documents that you don't want to get into anybody's hands. Those don't exist on there at all. Then there's also the idea of having, like you said, Mark, taking your phone and just resetting it on the way back. That's the most hardcore version, meaning before you get on the flight back, or maybe as you're pulling in, right?
Like, as, you know, as the plane
as
lands.
As your plane's coming down, you got 10 minutes before you're going to hit the checkpoint.
Call
go
your
ahead
wife and tell them you love them, and then
hit the reset button on
you know,
that
just,
sucker.
Just hard reset the phone,
right.
And then, yeah, you've got to redo all your apps and all that stuff.
That's
and
what you'll have to do.
It's a pain.
Yep.
Or you could bring a burner phone and do your work on the burner phone, whatever it is you have to have the phone for, because you basically have to have a phone these days, and then hard reset that thing,
mm-hmm.
and then your phone's at home when you get there.
Yeah. If you don't want to go through that step, what you can do is you can just go through the phone and clear absolutely everything out from it.
Don't keep anything in there.
Right. Well, yeah. It's the best idea is to not keep anything important in there in the first place. But, you know, if you don't want them to see naked pictures or whatever it is you got on your phone, go ahead and delete those things. Now, of course, there are ways for them to undelete things that you've deleted.
You go into the trash. I didn't even know there was a trash on my, the gallery feature on Google
oh, really?
Photos or whatever. I don't don't know anything about this stuff. You know, and of course, all the stuff that's in the trash is just crappy pictures that I don't want to keep. And, you know, he's like, what's this a picture of? I think it's the inside of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what do you think I did? Stick it up and give myself a colonoscopy? What do you think that pink, you know, pink kind of weird looking thing is?
Yeah. So the thing is, if they take the phone out of your sight, then they can hook it up to a device that could basically just download the contents completely into their system and essentially do like a forensic level search of it.
And that's bad.
And if you start getting into that area, then you're getting really complicated because then they could potentially undelete things that have been deleted from the phone.
So if the phone has been hard reset. The reset.
I don't know if the reset would solve that problem. It may or it may not. That would be a good question for somebody that's more of an expert on these matters. In my case, they did take my phone behind the scenes and I protested about that when it happened, but it didn't make a difference, right? Like, hey, you guys, wait a minute. This other guy over here said I could watch as he searched it, and they're like, well, see ya. And they took they took the phone back to wherever they took it. And my phone had been sanitized prior to that happening, but they still had full access because I didn't do the reset like you were talking about, Mark. Mm-hmm. I just went through and removed it. I like logged out of my Bitcoin wallets and things like that, and just kind of went out and deleted some programs from the phone so that they in theory couldn't get into them. Like for instance, a program like Signal or Telegram, you can lock those programs, meaning that you can require a certain code in order to get into those programs. But that's, like, not the default. You have to go into the settings and turn those sorts of securities on.
Yeah.
So that way, even if, like, if you uninstall Telegram, but then you if I uninstalled Telegram, they took the phone back there, and they knew that I had a Telegram account, and they reinstalled Telegram. By default, Telegram just identifies you by your phone number, so boom, there's all your messages.
Wow.
But Telegram has a feature that requires you to put a password in any time you install Telegram and try to log into your account. So there are security features for some of the better programs out there that can keep these bureaucrats out to where even if they were to, let's say they were to download the contents of the phone, they wouldn't have your password to get into Signal or Telegram, so therefore that doesn't do them any good in that particular case. But you know, you got to kind of like think about these things in advance and what's on your phone, what do you not want them to have access to.
Yeah.
So the more that you can do what you're talking about with a burner phone, that's certainly the most secure method of doing it, but also the most inconvenient method of traveling because then you don't have access to the things you normally have access to.
Right.
So it's a trade-off between convenience and security.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you've got some suggestions here, by no means am I an expert on this topic.
You've thought about it more than I have.
I have thought about it. I've been through it. And you can bring up whatever you want here. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Andy.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about the border searches, specifically Customs and Border Protection Patrol. Anyway, the CBP, those folks, they will be possibly looking through devices if you are coming back into the United States. It happened to Mark earlier this week, detained for over an hour as a bureaucrat pawed through his cell phone, ultimately passing on pawing through your laptop, Mark, in this case, because it was dead and you didn't have a power cable for it. So they let you slide on that one.
Yeah, I managed to dodge that one.
Which they didn't have to do, I don't think. But then again, there was an update. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the ACLU, in November of last year, so about a year ago, there was what they describe as a major victory for privacy rights. A federal court in Boston ruled that the government's suspicionless searches of international travelers' smartphones and laptops at airports and other U.S. ports of entry violate the Fourth Amendment.
Okay.
The ruling came in a lawsuit, Al-Saad versus Michelina, and filed by the ACLU, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, ACLU of Massachusetts as well, on behalf of 11 travelers whose smartphones and laptops were searched without individualized suspicion at U.S. ports of entry. Quote, this ruling significantly advances Fourth Amendment protections for the millions of international travelers who enter the United States every year, unquote. That's according to Esha Bhandari, staff attorney with the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project. She continued, saying, by putting an end to the government's ability to conduct suspicionless fishing expeditions, the court reaffirms that the border is not a lawless place, that we don't lose our privacy rights when we travel. This is a great day for travelers who can now cross the international border without fear that the government will, in the absence of any suspicion, ransack the extraordinarily sensitive information we all carry in our electronic devices.
Now, this term, suspicion, whenever you're talking about lawsuits, you have to consider the legal terminology. Mm-hmm. What does suspicion mean by their standard? Because what they claim to me was that I was pulled into secondary because of the region of the world to which I traveled. Now, I don't know if that region...
Is that individualized suspicion in their mind?
Is that region West Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Africa? Is it everything that isn't Newark, New Jersey? I just don't know.
So they say that they must demonstrate the individualized suspicion of contraband before they can search a traveler's device.
Individualized suspicion of contraband.
That they believe that there's something on that phone or on that laptop that they think that you have.
Okay.
But that's different than having a warrant, and it's different than having probable cause.
Yes.
So reasonable suspicion is not the same level of requirement.
Right. Reasonable, articulable suspicion is something that has been required for hundreds of years in order to create a detention situation. So, you know, you've got a bag full of money, and a bank has just been robbed a few blocks away, and you're running.
Hmm.
You know, reasonable, articulable suspicion that you have committed a crime. Now, you know, this person traveled to an area where Muslims live? I don't know.
So there's another story about that's related to this that actually came out earlier this year, March of 2020. And this is from the American Bar Association.
Okay.
So these are the attorneys who are writing this particular update for other attorneys in this particular case. And it talks about the same case, which is Al-Saad. Actually, wait a minute. Al-Saad versus McLennan. But then this other one is Al-Saad versus Duke. So the case was originally styled Al-Saad versus Duke because the initial suit was filed against Elaine Duke, the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. I see. Summary judgment was granted in late 2019 for the plaintiffs under a different case name, Al-Saad versus Nielsen, because a different Homeland Security bureaucrat had been put into that place. So that's why the case
Trump.
Name has changed.
Keeps moving the bureaucrats around.
Yeah, bear in mind that we were talking about... So this is an important distinction that the ACLU did not mention. Bear in mind that we're talking here about forensic searches of electronic devices, not the less intrusive manual searches.
Okay.
And what you went through was a less intrusive manual search, meaning a person flipping through photos.
Okay.
Right? They didn't plug your phone into any kind of a device. They didn't take it behind the scenes, whereas out of your sight to where they could then plug it into a forensics machine and download the entire capacity, essentially image the phone, right? So if they can plug it into one of those devices,
plugged in,
they can just take all the data right off of it.
Yep.
So that's what they're talking about here. They're talking about the forensic style searches, not the manual ones. The story here says the latter, meaning the manual searches, have been previously upheld by federal appellate decisions in the Fourth and the Ninth Circuit. Al-Saad is the first case to consider the question with regard to forensic searches. So ACLU's release made it sound like this is all, you know, going to be over with.
Sure did, yeah.
But that didn't describe your experience.
I was already, I was already planning which lawyer I was going to call and talk to them about my experience.
Well, I would say call the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the very least, they'll probably do what they told me, which is that, hey, you know, we appreciate you reaching out, but we're already in the midst of this case and we don't need any more plaintiffs, basically.
Okay.
But you never know. I mean, it doesn't hurt to reach out to them and say, hey, this happened to me. Let me know if there's anything that you know, I can do or that you can do for me, that kind of thing.
Got it.
So prior to the summary judgment, the court denied the government's motion to dismiss and in the process made several critical rulings about how the Constitution protects digital privacy and free speech at the border. The district court relied heavily on the Supreme Court's 2014 decision in Riley versus California, which balanced the privacy interests in cell phones against the government's interest in conducting warrantless searches incident to arrest. To wit, officer safety and preservation of evidence. Riley held that the Fourth Amendment requires police officers to get a warrant before searching an arrestee's cell phone.
Yes. Now, my question is, if that Constitution is so, And it doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution the constitutional rights only apply to Americans on American soil or to citizens or, you know, whatever. Then why is it that Customs and Border Patrol can do more than a local law enforcement, than an FBI agent can do?
That is a good question. Unfortunately, there are what they describe as well-settled exceptions to those constitutional protections. They actually address that coming up here in the next paragraph. So privacy at the border, however, presents more difficult questions. So again, the other case they were talking about was just normal cops inside the country need a warrant to go into somebody's cell phone. But on the border, they say it's more difficult. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. So there's that unreasonable word that they can shove a Mack truck through.
Well, that's a that's what it says in the Constitution. Yeah.
So, nevertheless, border searches of international travelers are a well-settled exception. It implicates the sovereign's right to control who and what may enter the country. And when they say the sovereign, they mean the government gang. We don't agree that that's a sovereign, but that's a whole other story. So, they say that it is justifiable.
Functionally, that's so. I mean, you know, that's... And that's how it is in the world. You're supposed to be, you know, I was taught in civics class that we citizens were sovereign, but
you cannot be the same. You cannot be a sovereign citizen. It is impossible. Those two words are contradictions. You are either a serf slash citizen, meaning that you owe a duty of allegiance to your protectors, the state, which, of course, they have no allegiance to you. They have no obligation to protect you. So the whole idea of a citizen is total BS.
Sure.
So you either are a serf or you are a sovereign, which means that you are the king of your own dominion, basically.
Sure.
Your own
but
king.
As king, you should, I mean, like, kings should be... actually sovereign. If you claim to be sovereign, you should be sovereign, right? But, you know, people that would claim to be sovereign aren't, because at any point, those that actually are sovereign will come in and do whatever they want to do to you. I could have claimed to be sovereign while sitting in something akin to a holding cell full of weary travelers there at the Customs and Border
Patrol.
That
king has more men than you do.
That's right. that's all. You know, it's just me saying words and warming the air.
Criminals and drug dealers giving a hard time to normal people just trying to get by.
I'm talking about the government guys.
Yep. Yeah.
The most recent drug they've been dealing is the vaccines, and you've got a story about that coming up here. You want to talk about the effects of some of these vaccines. We're getting into that later, but back to the story. So they say that it implicates the sovereign's right to control who and what may enter the country and is justifiable from their perspective, from a number of different perspectives, including territorial integrity, national security, and interdiction of criminal conduct, ranging from contraband to terrorism. So they're just sort of recapping that, hey, there's a lot of court cases that say you don't have any rights at the border, according to these guys. The U.S. border is not a constitution-free zone, however, and those sovereign interests must be balanced against individual rights, including the right to privacy. So we can talk more.
Other soft language. Balance.
Yeah. Balancing just means we're taking away your freedoms in the name of the state. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here, hour number two, coming up, Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.